Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to church. It's good to see you. It's 29 past, but we'll get underway. It's good to see you. The Lord be with you. And those listening in at home, the Lord be with you also too. It's great to have Ian and Lisa and their two children, Alyssa and Juliana and Morgan here. They're having their baptism today. So it's an exciting time of the service this morning. So thank you for encouraging us in this way. We're going to start off our service by having our singers sing to us a song that reminds us of how great our God is and the one that we worship. Once again, welcome. Would you just turn around to the people nearby you and just say good morning, welcome to church without leaving your seats. Just say the Lord be with you or good day, welcome. It's good to see each other. Let me pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us together this morning in obedience to your word, to worship you and to encourage each other as we wait for that day when, Jesus, you return and take us home. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to grant us the grace to live lives that please you according to your word, for we seek to do so here at Abbotsford Anglican. And Lord, upon leaving here today, may we be encouraged to walk with you and to live for you, to live for the kingdom. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the scriptures remind us to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him while he is near, that the wicked forsake their way, and that the unrighteous person his thoughts or her thoughts. Let them return to the Lord so that he may have mercy on them and compassion, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible tells us not to hide our sins as if we could hide them from God, but to confess them with a repentant and obedient heart, so that we may be forgiven through his boundless goodness and mercy. So as we gather this morning in obedience to his word, let's do that. Let's approach the throne of our gracious God with a true heart and a full assurance of faith, and pray this prayer together that we may hear his forgiveness. Together. Merciful Father, we have strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the schemes and desires of our own hearts and have broken your holy laws. We have left undone what we ought to have done, and we have done what we ought not to have done. Yet, good Lord, have mercy on us. Restore those who are repentant, according to the promises declared to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant, merciful Father, for his sake, that from now on we may live godly and obedient lives to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God and loving Heavenly Father, we rejoice that you pardon and forgive those who truly repent and sincerely believe your holy gospel. Father, grant us true repentance and your Holy Spirit, that we may indeed live godly, righteous, and holy lives, and finally come to your eternal glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I want to thank Ian and Lisa for bringing their children today to encourage us. God is the source of everything that is good, and children are his gift, and he entrusts parents like Lisa and Ian with the privilege and responsibility of nurturing them in his way. God wants our children to experience a loving home, to gain wisdom, to live generously for the good of all, to grow in faith, and to come at last to share in his eternal kingdom. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you all, if anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never come in, enter it." Without Christ, we humans are far gone from God and are trapped in our sin. Through the gospel, God addresses each one of us and calls us back to himself, resulting in a profound change, which we know to be true. The act of baptism is about that change. We follow the direction of Jesus, who said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Ordinary water is in the font. It's used to point to the extraordinary work of God in cleansing us from sin and giving us a new heart to trust and serve him through the death and resurrection of his Son. Baptism provides a public opportunity to turn to Christ and express a personal trust in him and what he has done for us, and to ask for the renewing work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus taught that none can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. "Flesh gives birth to flesh," he said, "but the Spirit gives birth to spirit." So let us pray to God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ that he will grant to Alyssa and Julianne what they cannot have by nature, which means that they cannot do by their own strength. They need God to intervene and do this for them, that they may be born again by the Holy Spirit and be made living members of Christ's church. Join with me in this prayer for them. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in your great love, you've called us to know you and to trust you. Increase this knowledge and strengthen our faith. Grant that Alyssa and Julianne may be born again by the Holy Spirit, cleansed from all sin, and inherit your eternal kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God promises forgiveness and the gift of the Holy Spirit to all who turn to him in Christ. This promise also embraces the children of God's people, whom we bring to him in faith. Children must themselves express faith in Christ when they're able to do so. They must turn away from sin and put their trust in him. In due course, they should come to reaffirm these promises and receive prayer for strengthening in confirmation. So those of you who already trust in Christ, that's the parents and godparents, and are willing to teach and encourage Alyssa and Julianne in the same faith, are invited now to make the baptismal promises on these two little girls' behalf. So therefore I ask you, would you please stand? Not all of you, just the godparents and parents. You will get a chance to stand a little bit later. I ask you, are you yourself a follower of Jesus Christ, trusting the gracious promises of God? That's good. Are you willing to sponsor Alyssa and Julianne, answering for them now and accepting responsibility for their Christian upbringing in the life of the church? I now ask you to answer on behalf of Alyssa and Julianne. Do you turn to Christ? Do you repent of your sins? Do you reject selfish living and all that is false and unjust? Do you renounce Satan and all evil? Let me pray. Almighty God, deliver you from the powers of darkness and lead you into the light of Christ, to his everlasting kingdom. Amen. Well, Alyssa and Julianne have been brought here for baptism, and so let us all affirm together faith into which they are to be baptized. So now would you please stand with them, and let's say together what we believe. Together, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Parents and godparents, I ask you to answer on behalf of Alyssa and Julianne, do you affirm this faith as yours? Will you follow Jesus faithfully and obey his commands throughout your life? Wonderful. The rest of the congregation may be seated, and I'm going to ask if the parents and godparents and of course the girls can come up the front, and just if Lisa and Ian, you can stand over here, and if Steve and Megan, if you can stand over here, that'd be wonderful. Parents and godparents, there's one more question I need to ask you. Do you ask for baptism in the faith you have affirmed?
I do.
Good. Let us pray. Merciful God, for Jesus Christ's sake, grant that Alyssa and Julianne, who we baptize in this water, may be saved through the washing of rebirth and the renewal by the Holy Spirit. May they die to sin and rise again to righteousness. May your Spirit live and work to them, that they may be yours forever. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And rose again for us. Amen.
some water in it, but it's cooled down. Alyssa Lee, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you pray with me this prayer together? God has called you into his church, Alyssa. We therefore receive and welcome you as a fellow member of the body of Christ, as a child of the same Heavenly Father, and as an inheritor with us of the kingdom of God. God has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, and we pray for you, shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father. I sign you with the sign of the cross to show that you are to be true to Christ crucified and that you are to not to be ashamed to confess the faith of Christ, to fight bravely under his banner against sin, the world and the devil, and to continue Christ's faithful soldier and servant until your life's end.
Julianne
now Morgan? Okay. Julianne is asleep. You can hold together. Here we go. Julianne, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we say this together. God has called you into his church. We therefore receive it. Member of the body of Christ, as a child of the same Heavenly Father, and as an inheritor with us of the kingdom of God. God has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father. Julianne, I sign you with the sign of the cross to show that you are to be true to Christ crucified and that you are not to be ashamed to confess your faith in him, to fight bravely and under his banner against sin, the world and the devil, and to continue Christ's faithful soldier and servant until your life's end. Amen. I'm going to ask you all now to pray this prayer with Ian and Lisa and the godparents as a commitment, a recommitment of ourselves to our baptismal promises. Together? Gracious God, we thank you that through the death and resurrection of your Son, you have brought us from death to life. Enable us by your Spirit to resist the power of sin and give ourselves to you as a living sacrifice. May we not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, so that we serve and please you in every way. Amen. Amen. Alyssa and Julianne, we have a gift for you from all these people here, because they love Jesus too, and they want you to grow up to know and love Jesus as well. So the best way to learn that is through a Bible. So, I've got one for you, Alyssa. There you go. Can I give that to Dad? There's a Bible there. And a video. DVD. That one.
DVD.
Morgan, you'll have to ask Alyssa if she'll lend that one to you. All right? And share it with you. And Julianne, this is yours as well, too. There's also a letter in there that I've written to the two girls. As they'll just have that through their life and hopefully you can read to them as they're growing up together.
Thanks very much.
Come and take a seat over there. Let's all give a big clap. Stephen, you might want to give that to them just in case I missed.
How wonderful. Normally, someone in the congregation would pray this prayer for the parents and godparents, but I think we'll pray it all together for Ian and Lisa and for Stephen and for Megan as well. So let's pray this together. Heavenly Father, we pray for Ian and Lisa, Stephen and Megan, the parents and godparents of Alyssa and Julianne. Give them the spirit of wisdom and love that they may teach them by word and example to fulfill the promises made in their names. In our homes, give us the joy that comes from being faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe by his side. Be strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe. Do not fear the fire, do not fear the water. Jesus has conquered them all. Be strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe by his side. Be strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe. Do not fear the darkness.
Do not fear the darkness.
Do not fear the sadness.
Do not fear the sadness.
Do not fear the sickness.
Do not fear the sickness.
Jesus has conquered them all. Be strong and courageous. The Lord of the ages holds all his little by his side. Be strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe. Do not fear the enemy,
do not fear the enemy.
Do not fear the poverty,
do not fear the poverty.
Do not fear eternity. Them all. Be strong and courageous. The Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe by his side. Be strong and courageous. The Lord of the ages holds all his little ones safe.
You sing it on your own.
Robin, would you like to come up and pray and read the scriptures to us? Thanks.
Okay, good morning. Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing us the way of salvation through faith in your Son. Teach us through your word and equip us for every good work, for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Our Bible reading today is from Matthew 2:1-12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born to King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and came to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, or on your phones, or listening into it, as we heard it read to us by Robin. Thank you, Robin. Well, we continue our Bible teaching time this morning, recalling the early childhood of Jesus, and as the accounts are recorded for us by Luke and Matthew in their Gospels. And we're asking the question each Sunday as we come together, why are these stories recorded in our Bibles? Why are they here? What are we meant to learn? What are we meant to be reminded of? What are we meant to be certain of and encouraged? Well, today, this is the little catchphrase I'd like you to go away remembering. Wise people seek Jesus and will go to great lengths to worship him. Back in the late 1980s, early 1990s, Rosemary's father served as a minister with the Bush Church Aid Society, with BCA. BCA actually provides funding and support to place Anglican clergy from around Australia into parishes in remote parts of Australia where that particular parish's diocese can't afford to actually support a minister in that parish. Dad's parish was the parish of Murchison, and it was in outback Western Australia, and his parish was about the size of Victoria. Huge. It included the gold mining towns of Mount Magnet, Meekatharra, Sandstone and Kew. In 1991, Rosemary and I, with our one-year-old daughter, Bethany, flew over from East, as they call us, from Western Australia, for a two-week visit to Dad and Mum in Western Australia, Mount Magnet. One Sunday, Dad and I drove out in the four-wheel drive to a remote property in Sandstone. It was about a 3 hours drive from Magnet to take church for 8 people. These 8 people from all over Sandstone churched once a month, and they'd gathered. To get an idea of the distance that they had travelled, the region of Sandstone covered 33,000 square kilometres. Now, in comparison, the region of Canberra is 815 square kilometres. You could fit 40 regional areas of Canberra into the regional area of Sandstone. And on the way, I asked Dad, Not many ministers in Sydney would travel this far and that long for just 8 people, Dad. And Dad's reply was, how many ministers in Sydney have 80% of their region's population in church once a month? Wise people seek Jesus and will go to great lengths to worship him. Well, the account before us this morning is one of Matthew's, and it's of the visit of the Magi, wise men from the east, who travelled to find Jesus, the Christ, the King of the Jews, and to worship him. It's a familiar Christmas story, and these wise men, of which there may have been more than 3, we're not told the number, were most likely from Persia, east of Israel, modern-day Iran, 2,500 kilometres away from Jerusalem. We believe they were from Persia, since the word Magi is a Greek-Persian word that described a spiritual, wise person, man usually, who studied the stars, from which we seemingly get the word for magic. Verses 1 and 2 of chapter 2 of Matthew's Gospels tells us their visit occurred after Jesus had been born. It's most likely some time after his birth, taking into consideration the travel time by beast or by foot to travel 2,500 kilometres to Jerusalem. Jesus is no longer a baby, despite what our Christmas cards might show, but is now around 1 or 2 years of age. We know that because of the times that King Herod elicited from the Magi as to when the star appeared in the sky. They had set off on that journey and they followed the star. And when they arrived, Jesus is found to be with his mother, Mary. We read that in verse 11. And most likely Joseph too, though he's not mentioned. And they are still living in the region of Bethlehem. We see that in verse 2. Why they still are in Bethlehem and have not returned to Nazareth after the census, we're not told. There are a number of questions, in fact, the story raises that Matthew doesn't provide an answer. We're not told, for example, how the Magi came to know what they knew of Jesus. Nor are we told how the star appeared or how it guided the Magi, nor that it would guide them to the Christ. Nor are we told who or how they were warned in a dream to not return and report to Herod. Nor are we told why the gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, people have come up with ideas for all these things, and many have become traditional beliefs. But Matthew doesn't give an answer to those questions. Be that as it may, we can be confident that God was involved and behind the scenes orchestrating the events. But that seeing that Matthew doesn't go into answering all those questions, it indicates to me that Matthew's intent for his readers, and that includes you and me, is not to get sidetracked by looking for answers to questions he gave no answers for, but to focus on what he does in his account. He wants us to focus on how two groups of people, early in his gospel, responded to the birth of Jesus. One lot, Gentiles, the Magi, men who were not Jews, but from a nation and people group other than Israel, and the other, King Herod, the king of the Jews at that time, and most of the Jews in Jerusalem. It was to these magi that Matthew records in his gospel that God first revealed the birth of his son to, not the Jews, but to Gentiles. That God gave them the privilege of announcing the Christ's birth to the Jews, not the other way around. That they had come to find and worship him as the Christ, the King of the Jews. And in contrast, sharp contrast to the Jews and to King Herod in particular, that upon finding Jesus, these magi, these Gentiles, people like you and me, were overwhelmed, overjoyed, verse 10, but at seeing the Christ and finding him, but Herod and all in Jerusalem were disturbed, verse 3, troubled, unsettled. I take it that the story of the Magi is there for us to take away, to realize that it's a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy, of Isaiah 60 verse 3 and verses like Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 3, the great Abrahamic promise that the seed from which Abraham and David would come, the King, the Christ, would be a blessing not just to Israel but to all nations, all people. We read in Isaiah 60 verse 3 his prophecy, nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Wise people seek Jesus and will go to great lengths to worship him. And I take it that Matthew begins his gospel this way because his gospel is about explaining to Jews who have become Christians in particular, that Jesus is the Christ. That what they've been taught about him is true. They can have that assurance. That's why there's that genealogy at the very beginning of Matthew's gospel in chapter 1. And then in straight in chapter 2, when these Jewish Christians who have been converted think, why aren't all the other Jews seeing that Jesus is the Christ? The hardness of heart of the Jews. But God has brought the message to the Gentiles. In a way, it's a strange way to win friends and influence others, especially a Jewish audience, to say that Gentiles were the first to be privileged to proclaim to you Jews that Jesus the Christ had been born. And look how you responded to him, your king. Wise people will seek Jesus. Wise people will go to great lengths and worship him. At the start of another new, beginning of a new year, it's an opportunity to put the past behind and to start afresh, to make plans, Lord willing, for the year ahead. As Christians, Gentile Christians, we have sought and found the Christ. We have sought and found Jesus. And like the Magi, we start the year off overjoyed at having found him. So are wise to face whatever the year may entail for us. May God bless us as we go forth in this year and all his people, knowing that God sent the Christ, Jesus our Lord, to Gentiles too. And we are wise to seek him out and have found him. Thanks be to God. Our singers are going to sing us a carol that picks up on this. Listen to the last two choruses, especially the very last line of the carol.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God and merciful Father, we give you humble and heartfelt thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all people. We bless you for our creation and preservation and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such a sense of all your mercies that our hearts may be truly thankful, and that we may praise you in our lives, serving you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honour and glory, now and forever. Amen. We pray for all the people of this world, especially in these times of COVID-19. We pray that many more will come to know you as their Saviour, the one who is faithful, the one who created us, the one who wants all people to know him. We thank you for such medical advances that we now have the promise of a vaccine which will restore some hope to so many. But we pray that the hope that you offer is the one they seek and find to face all challenges, fears, and uncertainty in their lives. We offer our prayers for those working in medical facilities overseas and in Australia, where the labour of trying to save the sick is just so overwhelming. We ask you to protect them and give them rest and restore to them the energy they need to continue their work until all have been vaccinated. We pray that governments and authorities will wisely see to the administration of the vaccine in a timely manner to all people under their care. We thank you for the tireless energy of our national and state leaders over 2020 and the health departments who have supported them during this time. We thank you for all those who have sacrificed so much in serving our communities across Australia to keep so many of us safe. Continue to guide our leaders with wisdom, skill, imagination, and energy to see this through to its conclusion. Merciful Lord, you alone can order our unruly wills and affections. Teach us to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that among the changes and chances of this world, our hearts may surely be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, bless our homes, we pray. Help parents to impart the knowledge of you and your love, and children to respond with love and obedience. May our homes be blessed with patience, peace, and joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We offer prayers for all those who serve you in the mission field, those in chaplaincy and Anglican agencies of care, our Link missionaries in Thailand and Western Sydney, and Anthony's Beach Mission Group this month. Guard, guide, and use them that your church may grow and the harvest will bring glory to your name. Lord God, the giver of eternal life, we pray for the elderly, the housebound, the sick, the lonely and fearful, the despairing, and those who are mourning loss. Help them face the future with faith. Fill with love those closest to them, that they will be reminded through the caretaker's acts of sacrifice and care of your great love for them. God, our Creator, you have made each one of us in every part. Bless us through and through, that we may delight to serve you to the full. Bless our eyes, that we may discern the beauty you give. Bless our ears, that we may hear you in the music of sounds. Bless our sense of smell, that your fragrance may fill our being. Bless our lips that we may speak your truth and sing your joy. Bless our hands that they may play, write and touch as you guide them. Bless our feet that they may be messengers of your peace. Bless our imaginations that we may be fired with wonder in your truth. Bless our hearts that they may be filled with your love. Bless us through and through that we may delight to serve you to the full. Through Jesus Christ, who took our nature to make us whole. Amen. And let us pray that all mankind may be enlightened by the gospel. God of power and life, glory of all who believe in you, fill the world with your splendour, and show the nations the light of your truth. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Be exalted, Lord, above the heavens. Let your glory cover the earth. Keep our nation under your care and guide us in justice and truth. Let your way be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Send out your light and truth that we may tell of your saving works. Hear our prayers, O Lord, for we put our trust in you. Amen.
Once again, thank you for churching this morning or listening online. I draw your attention to the bulletin, the notices that you're emailed every Friday. I won't go into all of them in great depths, but tomorrow night, if you wish to join with me with masks to pray up the back of the church for this month and God's work amongst us and beyond, please join me here from 7 o'clock in the evening through till about 8 o'clock-ish. Or just take some time out tomorrow in the day to pray for God's work in this place. Many of the plans of a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purposes that prevail. And so we call upon him to guide us and to lead us in those ways. With the changes to COVID-19 safe plans, that means we all need to wear our masks for church and when we gather inside the building. And thank you for doing that today. And can I just say thank you too to our COVID marshals and to the people who welcome us at the door. Thank you for doing that for us again of every Sunday, just being faithful in that way. Next week and the week after, Lord willing, we can just continue the little Bible teaching time through the early childhood accounts that are in the Gospels, hoping you're enjoying that little series, wondering why God has got them there in his Bible. In the bulletin, there's other things coming up in January as the year sort of slowly starts off again, but it's that kind of changing of the tide. I really like this time of the year. It's just sort of a changing of the tide of the year, the old and the new, sort of old going, the new coming, slowing down and starting up again. Are there any other announcements that need to be brought to bear? All right, well, I'll invite our singers up again, and thank you, singers, for singing to us. Our final song reminds us to live for the kingdom. To worship the Christ, to give him his worth.
Love one another, care for the lost, learn to
eternal God and our Heavenly Father, by whose power we are created and by whose love we are redeemed. Thank you. Guide and strengthen us by your Spirit as we leave from here. We are mindful of our sisters and brothers for whom life at this time is difficult. We think especially of Minette and her family, and those others who may be worried about others in their family or amongst their friends. Strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service and live this week in love to one another and to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Shall we say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen. Please remain seated and chat and talk amongst yourselves from a distance with masks, or going out into the playground outside and chat and talk.